This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
L.A. Mayor Bass called up KNX to talk about the latest homeless camp cleanup.
No, they're not obligated to stay at all. No one is forced, but we did not leave anybody behind.
And more National Guard troops are also clearing out.
About 250 Guard troops now still remain here in Los Angeles.
Welcome to the L.A. Local for Thursday, July 31st, 2025. It's brought to you by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Aaron Cooper, and I'm back. You like me. You really like me. Like my colleague James Tuck mentioned, I was up late this week covering potential tsunami waves along our coasts with the KNX News team, and thank goodness nothing happened. Better to be safe than sorry, I always say. And LA, we've been through enough this year. We did not need tsunamis to round out the year. Although Fontana did get a 4.4 earthquake this morning, a series of quakes happened around the same area this morning too, and may I be the first to say, enough already! Give these nice people a rest. Do not make me turn around. I will turn this podcast around. I swear to Mother Nature, I will do it! Sorry. Anyway, here's what's coming up on today's LA Local. LA Mayor Bass is responding to a homeless camp shutting down along the 405 in Van Nuys. On top of that, she's also hearing from angry residents in Encino tonight. And did you feel it? Yeah, there was a 4.4 magnitude earthquake, which rattled residents in the Inland Empire. But first, more National Guard troops are leaving Los Angeles. Our Craig Figner told us all about it from City Hall.
Another big drawdown has happened of the federalized National Guard troops here in Los Angeles, 1,350 of them released from their deployment where they have been guarding federal buildings in Los Angeles. So about 250 Guard troops now still remain here in Los Angeles. In June, you know, when those ICE protests were really rocking downtown Los Angeles, we had not only thousands of National Guard troops, but hundreds of active duty Marines from 29 Palms. The mayor has said this was never needed, and she's been trying to reach out to the White House, done so twice now, formally, to try and get to President Donald Trump. And I asked her, any success yet?
No, I have not had a response from the White House yet.
I mean, you're the mayor of the nation's second largest city.
I wonder when the last time the governor has spoken to him.
Meanwhile, Bass went to Van Nuys this morning where a massive homeless camp was cleared up along the 405, and that gained the attention from protesters who even got into it with cops. John Baird was there and spoke to our Vicky Moore, who asked where these people are supposed to go after the city kicks them out.
The advocates are also telling me, hey, look, these people might be back on the street at some point because they can't ultimately end up or get into permanent housing, and that is the big problem. So that's where the I think the tension is right now, but the mayor is saying you can't leave them here under these horrendous conditions.
Yeah, it would be interesting, right, to follow those people, just one case, to say, okay, where are you going? Because this was their neighborhood. I mean, let's face it, John, this is where they were living. So if they go somewhere else, where is that? And then how long do they stay?
Right. And I think, again, the advocate's point is, hey, look, we know there are a lot of cases. They get in the interim housing and then somehow or another, they don't end up in permanent housing and they end up back on the street. They say it's not working the way it should.
Well, Mayor Bass was listening and called in.
I was listening to KNX, as I always do, and I was hearing some of the questions, so I thought I might call up and provide you with some information. So first of all, when we move people into motels, it's not time limited. They can stay there as long as they need to. Now, I wish they were staying there a very short period of time and moving into permanent housing. But the fact of the matter is there's not enough permanent housing right now. There's not enough affordable housing. But what I think is completely unacceptable is for Angelinos to be living on our streets in squalor. That hurts everybody.
If they move from the encampment that's being cleared and you put them in motels and hotels, are they obligated to stay?
No, they're not obligated to stay at all. No one is forced. But we did not leave anybody behind. And what happens almost 100% of the time, when we go to clear an encampment, people don't want to live like that. They readily accept housing. Now, I could spend the rest of your day telling you all of the problems with the system, but the fact of the matter is, clearing encampments and getting people housed is why we have a 2-year reduction in street homelessness. So, to me, it is a much better use of taxpayers' money to get people off the street. Now, having said that, we are also looking for much more cost-effective ways of getting people off the street as well, and we will be instituting more cost-effective measures this year.
You talk a lot, Mayor, about the decline in people living on the streets, which is important. That is the goal, to get people off the streets and into safe housing. But what I don't hear a lot about is when people are moved off the streets and into motels and hotels, at whatever expense that is to the city, how long do they stay there?
Oh, I'm happy to talk about that. I could get back to you with average stay, but I can tell you that people have stayed in the motels for as long as a year, and some people have been out in a short period of time. And people leave for a variety of reasons. On the positive, sometimes people leave because they've reconnected with friends and family. Sometimes people leave because they have acquired housing either through the system or by other means. Sometimes it does not work out. They don't get along. They don't like the situation and they leave. We do have people that go back out on the street, but the overwhelming majority of people do stay. And one of my opinions is the reason why it doesn't work out sometimes is because we still, to this day, do not have an adequate system of providing the comprehensive services that people need.
Whew! As if Bass does not have enough on her plate, some homeowners in Encino are meeting with her tonight, as well as other officials, over the recent crime spree in their neighborhoods. Steve Gregory has more.
Residents from the Encino Property Owners Association say more needs to be done to protect their life and property. The association has joined forces with the Encino Neighborhood Council and the Encino South Neighborhood Watch Group to present a letter to Mayor Karen Bass, Councilmember Nithya Raman, and LAPD Chief Jim McDonnell. The letter, obtained by KNX News, details action items they say will better secure their area by including license plate readers, a drone rapid response program, and opening a police substation on Ventura Boulevard. On July 10th, Robin Kay and Thomas DeLuca were killed inside their home on White Oak Avenue. Sources with the LAPD tell KNX News just days before the murders, Kay had attended a town hall to discuss concerns over the spike in crime, including a notorious party house in the neighborhood. The letter also requests the city to crack down on homeless encampments, improve fire prevention, and receive regular accountability reports from the LAPD.
Bass says the city is already implementing some of those requested measures and is looking forward to tonight's meeting. Like I mentioned earlier in that heated rant, there was a 4.4 magnitude earthquake in the Inland Empire this morning north of Fontana. Several listeners felt it and they called in.
I'm calling from Chino and we experienced a minor tremor here at about 9:36.
A little earthquake was felt in Sierra Madre, a small quake.
I'm in North Beverly Hills. We just had an earthquake. It was not a shock. It was just a rumbling. It lasted about 7 seconds.
We talked with seismologist Lucy Jones because, let's face it, when the earth shakes, there's literally only one person we want to talk to. And she said the area is fairly active.
It's in what's called the Fontana Trend, which is a lineation of small earthquakes that we can see as we've recorded earthquakes over time. We don't see a fault at the surface because it's all buried under the sediments of the San Bernardino Valley. But we're pretty sure there's a fault in there that we just can't see at the surface. It strikes northeast. It's one of our most prolific producers of earthquakes in Southern California, especially for its relatively short length. I did do a quick check, and back to 1990, we've had about 130 magnitude 3s in that trend since then. Then 8 of them were above magnitude 4.
But why do some people feel it when others don't? But I remember that huge one back in 2019 around July 4th weekend. It was a 7.1, and I happened to be on the Palm Springs aerial tramway when it hit. I kissed the ground when it landed. But I digress. We spoke to Robert DeGroot with the USGS, who says distance from the epicenter of a quake will often determine how it feels. That makes sense. If you're farther away, you'll feel less intense shaking because the waves generated from the quake aren't as strong anymore.
So if you're very close to the epicenter of this of an earthquake, you're likely to feel greater shaking. But then there are other factors that are involved, the type of ground that you might be standing on. So if you're on very soft soils, you could feel a much higher shaking levels. So there are a lot of factors, but distance is kind of that piece.
DeGroot is in Pasadena, and he says he felt some shaking this morning, but described it as a jiggle. A Caltech seismologist says she was riding her bike and didn't feel anything. Seismologist Gabrielle Tepp says when a 4 shock hits... Okay, pause. For those who are new to California and earthquakes in general, a 4 shock is before the actual earthquake. Then you have the earthquake, and then you might feel some shaking afterwards, and those are, yep, aftershocks. Anyway, Tepp says when the 4 shock hits, there's no way to tell in the moment whether a larger earthquake is going to happen.
And these just occur because of how the stress is moving around the faults. And, if one part slips, it puts stress on other faults and other parts of the fault. And then those also slip. And you see, you get these other earthquakes happening in that same area. So for this event, we had 4 shocks within about an hour of the main shock. The largest was a magnitude 3.
And we did feel some of those aftershocks, but they were more 3.1 or less. But going back to that 8.8 earthquake on Tuesday, which issued tsunami warnings and advisories right here in Southern California, a local climate scientist is defending officials who were really ready and responded, including yours truly. Well, I'm not an official, but, you know, we hung around on Tuesday night to make sure people were ready and prepared for what was going to happen. UCLA's Daniel Swain says even though the tsunami didn't cause problems here in California and over in Hawaii, it doesn't mean the advisories weren't overblown. He says a tsunami watch was issued right away after the earthquake, and then officials figured out what to do next.
They crunched the numbers, determined that the tsunami had been generated, but that it would probably not be very big, and so instead of issuing a warning, issued a lesser advisory, which appears to have been exactly right, and the tsunami heights in almost all of the Pacific ended up being within a couple of feet of those predicted, despite, again, many claims to the contrary.
There were no evacuation orders here in Southern California, but beaches were shut down for a while. See? Better safe than sorry. All right, today is National Mutt Day, which celebrates mixed breeds of man's best friend. My husband and I adopted our mutt, Lily, a few years ago. She's a Cavapoo, Maltipoo, Tasmanian Devil mix, and we love her a lot. But if you ask her, every day is National Mutt Day. But Best Friends Animal Society in West LA is looking to find homes for 44 dogs. This year, the organization took in 430 dogs between January to March. You can see pics of the pups on their website. And Orange County Animal Care, Pasadena Humane Society, and Inland Valley Humane Society. Woo! The Michigan accent is coming through. They're also offering foster-to-adopt programs. Ironically, today is also National Chili Dog Day. Pink's Hot Dogs on La Brea joined in on the fun by giving away free chili cheese dogs to the first 200 customers who were in line. But if you bought one of their chili cheese dogs today or at any point this month, those proceeds are going to No Kid Hungry to raise money for children in need. All right, everybody, this has been your LA Local for Thursday, July 31st. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Happy August Eve to those who celebrate. Tune in tomorrow to hear Nate the Great, Nate Ward, bring you the news. So long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.